Well, good morning. Monday, the 4th of September. Monday mornings. Okay, so this is week four of what will be my, hopefully, my first complete year of teaching. So I think because it's the way things have started up gradually, I think this week, from what I can tell, represents the first. I mean, I don't have what you might think of as a. I've got three things, three kind of types of situation. Well, four actually, if you count holidays as well. Oh, fucking hell! Everything's just a mess, really, isn't it? In my, I was going to say life. Yeah, let's go with that. Routine. So I've got school, which is what it is. It's routine, it's timetabled, it's every week during term time. That has its variations dependent on the time of year, but it's a fixed thing. And then there are the routine other things, which are choir and now the youth music theatre. And then there are the freelance things which vary between nothing at all or a full-on week of performances every night. So they're like there's a core there of stuff which remains the same from week to week in terms of timetabling at least. School, you know, I mean that changes as well. Oh fucking hell. Basically what I'm trying to say is I'm noticing a certain level of anxiety at this point in the term, but I'm kind of trying to deal with it in terms of thinking about. I remember last week being quite, oh fuck, it's Monday, knowing that Mondays for me are teaching every lesson. Jazz band at lunchtime, orchestra after school, and now for the first week of this new year, accompanying the choir at Huntley. So for today, that's pretty much it. I'll be at school in what about quarter, 10, 15 minutes, just passing the garden centre just south of Elgin, coming up to Llanbraid. And then, as I say, there's no non-contact periods. I get six of those a week for planning and preparation and stuff. It's not enough, but I did last week start to get the full-on all the cover periods that would take me up to my maximum. So I've got to be prepared for the possibility, especially as term goes on, especially towards the end of term, that I will be getting all but six periods timetabled with something at school. So yeah, that's my day at school. I get there that the first lesson starts at 22 quarter to nine. Basically you get a 15 minute, if that, 10 to 15 minute break in the morning, and then maybe 20 to 25 minutes if I'm lucky at lunchtime, because then I've got the jazz band. School timetabled school finishes at 20 to 4, then I'll be finished orchestra by 4:30. I've got to get away as quick as I can after that because I need to leave home at 7. It takes me an hour to drive home, so I want to have at least an hour at home, preferably an hour and a quarter to an hour and a half, because I don't. See, I've got two choices on a Monday. I could either hang about and just go straight to my choir, but and then not be driving for an extra kind of 40 minutes because I have to come back up to Huntley, or I could go home, only get just over an hour at home, but at least be able to sit and watch a program with my wife and not be having another takeaway or whatever. So I think I elected to do that on a Monday. Again, I don't know if I'm gonna at some point look at getting the train up because I don't know. I'll just take it in week to week at the moment. So anyway, that's today. Tomorrow is Tuesday. That's just a school day. I get timetable to get two non-contacts there and choir at lunchtime, but I may get cover. Last week I got cover for both of those non-contacts. And then it'll be back home, exercise, chill for a couple of hours, bed. Same on Wednesday, although I get slightly less teaching in. There's a departmental meeting though. Got a staff meeting next week, so I don't know. I suppose what I'm trying to say is I'm kind of having to just take each week as it comes. I mean, that's not unusual, but yeah, just still readjusting to everything. Last academic year was a case of kind of winging it, but there's always a certain amount of novelty when things are new. But this is the settling in bit, and this is the kind of oh fuck every Monday morning kind of bit. And I have to remind myself that last week when I felt like that, I actually got to school and I did the day. And actually Mondays, even though they're full on in terms of timetable, they're not. The classes aren't that bad. The kids are usually a bit bleary-eyed when they come back anyway. Let's just head down and get on with it, really. But I suppose I'm just feeling the pressure a little bit because I do need to be starting to think about when I'm going to fit in any practice, obviously. But with the youth theatre thing starting yesterday, although it was great fun and I loved it, I am aware that that is a fairly big take on in terms of an evening, a week, and then Sunday afternoons. That's half of Sunday gone as well. So, just thinking about it pragmatically. I don't know what that word means. I hear a lot of politicians using it, but so where was I? That took me up to Wednesday. What was Wednesday again? Oh yeah. Yeah, because that brings me to Thursday then, doesn't it? Thursday is going to be the first, this week, going to be the first Thursday that I'm doing the youth theatre thing in the evening. So I'll be staying at school. I'm going to have to start basically trying to slot in practice into my free period, not free periods, but my non-contact periods at school. Just get a little bit more organised. And I think that's the benefit of doing this podcasty thing, even if nobody listens to it. I think there's about three or four, maybe five, including me, people that listen to it. But really, it's just for me to get my head sorted out and try and talk through. It's a bit of a, I think I've said it before, it's a therapy session. It's just for me to get my thoughts organized because I do need to get some kind of system in place for dealing with some things so that they just happen automatically. See, when I'm doing cover on a Thursday and Friday, some of those lessons are easy, some of them are tricky, depending on who, what year they are. And but I can't guarantee I'm going to be able to get any significant focused work done in any of those periods. Partly because by that time of the week I'm probably quite mentally knackered, but also because sometimes I do actually have to do something to kind of administer the lesson, if you like. So I think, yeah, lesson planning for the following week's probably the thing there. But I think my lunch times, the other lunch times, I'm probably going to have to start doing a bit of piano practice at lunch times. On the lunch times that I don't have things going on, because that's the other thing I'm getting involved in. I did the LGBT champion group last year, and that's kind of linked with the equalities group. And I think they're kind of merging the two this year, so that'll be my Thursday lunch times. So it's just, I don't I'm not. I've got. What am I trying to say? I've got enough going on regularly without all the extra freelance stuff. Extra freelance stuff being stuff which is not a regular weekly thing at any time of the year. Regular weekly things being the choir, school, and but even they start and stop at different times. So, I mean, yeah, it's just things need to, well, they're not going to, but I could do with things just staying the same for a little while so I can settle into some kind of routine, but it's not going to happen. I suppose I need to think about the things which do stay the same from week to week and then establish, as far as I can, some kind of routine around those things. Like, as I say, what's going to be Tuesdays and Wednesday lunchtimes, piano. I mean, I don't need to get practice done on a Monday. Yeah, I'm entering into waffling territory now. I didn't really finish the week, did I? I mean, it's all very well sitting here using the podcast as a bit of therapy and trying to sort my brain out and try and get some kind of system in place. But at the end of the day, there's a point at which that becomes just waffling and you're not actually making any progress. So it's a work in progress. There are beginnings of thoughts about when to fit in certain things that I need to do to keep other things going. But, you know, I'm not expecting to sort that all out in one clip like this. But I also need to remember to just stop when it's achieving nothing and just recognize a little bit of progress in my process of thinking. So I've got where I've got. I know what I need to be thinking about. It's something that will continue to be something that needs thinking about all the time. And I suppose that's the adjustment to make, isn't it? That's what I use this time for in the morning, and possibly in the afternoon as well, just kind of thinking, clearing my head a bit. So I've got Friday evening off. And then Saturday is the Magic of the Musicals charity concert, which is a 3-hour afternoon rehearsal. And then the evening, that's unpaid, but I'm looking forward to it. And then Sunday I'll be back to the Youth Music Theatre again. And then ready for rinse and repeat for next week. So, yeah, that's it. I'm nearly at school. I haven't finished my coffee. I've waffled on. But, yeah, I'm just trying to get my head sorted out 4 weeks into term. Still trying to settle in, but I'll get there. I think that's just give myself a little space and just remember it's a fucking hectic, busy, anxiety-inducing life, but I'll get there. Just tell myself I'll get there. Where there is, who the fuck knows? Anyway, off to school. Tatty bye. Okay, I'll take it back. I spoke too soon. That was a fucking nightmare of a day. Monday. There was me trying to console myself with the fact that last week, even though it's a full day, it was relatively okay. This morning, there were multiple issues, but it wasn't just me. I think it was somebody kicked off in one of the classes opposite me. One of my classes was to and fro because it was just, to be honest with you, badly prepared and planned, so it was kind of half my fault. So and it's fucking hot as well. It's 26 degrees, but that's another Monday over with. That is that's another Monday over with. So next week I'm going to come into it a bit more prepared, done all the stuff, been to orchestra. I'm on my way home now. I'm actually fucking knackered because it's really hot, and I don't think I've drunk enough water today. I'm going to need to get onto that filling. You just don't have time to go and fill up your water bottle during the day. So I mean, I forget. I make a coffee when I get to school, and it's usually I've only done a couple of sips out of it by break time because I've just been too busy and forgotten it's there. So anyway, live and learn. Just one of them days. So I'm gonna get home, have a nice relaxing meal with my wife for an hour. We'll watch the last episode of Good Omens season 2, and then I'll be off out to choir for a couple of hours, and then back home and to bed so that I can be up in the morning for another day at school. Right, off to listen to some podcasting type people, and goodbye for now. Now, after a minging Monday, I really didn't feel like going and doing the choir rehearsal tonight, but as soon as we got started, I'm glad I did, because it's kind of therapeutic. I know what I'm doing. I just get to sit back and play, and it's nice to be back, although it does make it a longer day. It's nice to, it's almost like, I feel like it may be my antidote. It might be my thing to look forward to in the evening at the end of a long school day. So I thought I might just treat you to a little taste of what choirs get up to in September. 26 degrees outside, it was boiling hot. It was, we had to stop for the break kind of early because it was so warm in the rehearsal room, and this is what we were working on. Please enjoy. So that was definitely the right decision. It is 20 past nine on Thursday, the 7th of September. Up until this point, I've not been in two minds about taking on the Bugsy Malone project. It's just I wasn't sure whether it was the right decision because it's a lot of commitment. You know, Thursday evenings and Sunday afternoons, but and having done the open day last Sunday, really there wasn't much to do during that day. It was just getting everyone registered and measured. But we had the first round of auditions this evening. Had the kids in, must have been about 100 of them in, for to teach them half of the title tune, title song, and then to have them singing in, first of all, groups of 10. And then later on, we had them narrowed down to groups of 5, having done a bit more practice on it. Basically, 2 hours of learning a song and auditioning in groups on it. We've got Sunday coming up. We'll be teaching them the rest of that song, teaching them some dance and doing some acting training. And that'll be fun to be a part of and witness. But then there's callbacks, which is basically... next Thursday, the ones that are going for the solo roles, we've narrowed it down to, I think, 48 at the moment. And they will need to be, they'll all come in groups of 12 in half hour chunks. And they'll get 2.5 minutes each, basically. But it's going to be tough because there's some real talent there. It's going to be tough whittling it down. I'm really enjoying it already, so it's definitely been the right decision. It's going to be a fun journey between now and first week in April. The show goes on. I've booked a friend of mine from nearby for playing bassoon in the band already, but the rest of the band needs to be booked. All of this stuff usually gets done by someone else. This is the first time I've MD'd a show in years, decades actually. But cheap now though, driving home, an hour's drive home at 9:20 at night, and then I'm back up at 6 in the morning to drive back again. So if it weren't for the fact that it's so fucking expensive, it would be great now if I could just fall into bed at the Travelodge or something and just get back up and go into school again in the morning. But to be honest, actually, that's as much of a faff as just driving home, because then I'd have to have a change of clothes and probably extra toiletries with me and everything. It would just be a pain in the arse. So I'm going to fuck off and kick back, listen to some podcastage and enjoy the journey home. I do like me driving, but again, this time of year, it's now at the point where I'm having to start getting used to driving in the dark again, and it won't be that long before I'm driving in the dark in the morning and the evening, and I'll just be indoors at school during the night, during the light. I shall become vampire-esque, but I'm not going to go around sucking the blood of anyone. I think I better go now. Goodbye! Hello, it's Saturday evening, 5 to 7. I'm on my way to the Magic of the Musicals concert. First debut performance of Aberdeen Musical Theatre Orchestra. 5 or 6 of my family wanted to come, but they left it too late because it's sold out. I don't know if I mentioned that before, but it's going to be a great night. It's just really fucking hot. So we've dispensed with the dinner jackets, but we're still being made to wear white shirts and bow ties. Anyway, so it's quite a musicals weekend. Had a night in last night, and then today I've been out in Aberdeen rehearsing all afternoon. Just went out for Pizza Hut with Elwing and other half, and just on my way back now for the gig. Tomorrow is second meeting of the Bugsy cast, preparing for their casting. Auditioning process is in full swing, so yeah, it's just I'm getting used to the new normal, the getting up in time at the weekends to get some exercise done before I go out, and there's no way I'm going to keep up with you, Craig, sorry, and your rings. You have way too much spare time for me. So I don't know, maybe I might, when once I've started building up my progress on the treadmill and I'm getting a bit faster. And then I start getting the gigs coming in, because I'm sure I'll burn a lot more calories when I'm gigging, like doing a band gig, because I'm stood up all night and rocking out, as it were. Busy roundabout, excuse me. So, yeah, that's it. So, yeah, I don't know whether I might speak to you tomorrow, don't know, but the next clip might be the last clip of the episode. Or if I speak to you again afterwards, you'll know that it wasn't, as usual. So I shall record a little bit of the gig tonight, as usual, from the trumpet bench. It'll probably be deafening and very unbalanced. You won't be able to hear the singers because we can't. And we're quite near the drum kit, but I am positioned between the trumpet bench and the French horn. I'm the bottom of the trumpet bench, so yeah, I don't know what it'll come out like, but enjoy whatever you hear next. A little part of our debut concert. And I think with a success for the ticket selling as it has been, and I think probably after the performance tonight as well, which I think is going to be very well received from the progress of the rehearsals, I think it'll probably be a regular thing. And even though it's not paid, certainly at the moment, it is definitely worthwhile keeping in with, I mean, basically it's the cream of the Aberdeen theatre musicians crowd, so it's definitely worth staying in that network. So anyway, I'm going to go now. Enjoy whatever I decide to play to you from this evening's concert. Cue the music! Thank you. I is coming back in to do a final voice recording for the week from a new app that I've got on my phone, which I'm hoping is going to be better quality, called HQ Recorder Pro. No, Recorder HQ Pro or something. I can't remember, but it does stereo recording through your inbuilt mics. So I'm going to try that. Well, I have tried it this afternoon, and you will hear the results, hopefully. I haven't listened back to it yet. I should have done that before I opened this up, really, shouldn't I? Pardon me. So it's Wednesday afternoon. On my way home from school, 25 past four. And I wanted to just... I don't know if I've mentioned this, but I only found out, I think on Monday this week, rather last minute, that we had the Royal Scottish Regiment military band coming in to school for the whole day today. So I haven't done any proper teaching as such today because I've been involved with that whole thing. They arrived this morning, did a concert in our school hall for some primary schools that were brought in, and then spent about 3 hours rehearsing some stuff with some of the kids from our school. Some kids came in from other nearby schools, and then we put on a concert for the third years this afternoon, well, for various classes. It wasn't very well organized. I don't think the school really understood what it was going to be like. They've been asked to come back, and I think next time they'll be a bit more ready for them, but it went really well. Most playing I've actually managed to get done this afternoon in months. I was sat in the horn section with my flugelhorn, and we were playing lots of different things, but I thought I would try out this app to record a clip. And bear in mind, as usual, it is from the floor underneath my chair in the horn section in front of the tuba section. I'll see what came out and what didn't. But I thought it'd be a nice thing to finish off the episode with, because, and I promise I'm going to try to get the episode finished off and out this time. But I thought it'd be nice because there's not much unusual happening for the rest of the week. It's just more Bugsy Malone auditions tomorrow night, and then I've got a weekend off gigs, more basically Bugsy tomorrow night and Sunday, just mopping up auditions and stuff, so there's not much else to report on other than that. Because of the staffing situation at the moment, I have now been officially, at least temporarily, been put on full-time music timetable. And we'll just have to see how long that goes on for, because as I said, the NQT is still in hospital as far as I know, and there's just two of us in the department, which is not enough really to run the place. So at least until November, or until Andrew comes back, if he's well enough, it'll be just the two of us running the department, which is basically what we did all of last year, mainly from when I joined in November. So, yeah, it's all good. But this was today's, and the kids were really impressed as well with the performances this afternoon. So I shall leave you with what is hopefully a rather well-known piece that you may, I would hope, recognise. And I shall speak to you whenever I manage to get the next episode out. I'll get myself sorted out and make sure I'm recording in the right places next time. Adios, cue the music. Thank you. Been a few days. It looks like I am gonna, this time at least, it's just gonna be a whole fucking month one, because I'm ready for my October break. It's the penultimate week of term. It's Tuesday the, I don't know, even know what it is. It's Tuesday the 26th of September, and one of my gauges of to how stressed I'm feeling seems to be emerging as just how pissed off I get with silly little things. Like, I found the last few days I've started dwelling like in an over kind of, what do you call it? And disproportionately dwelling on like a Facebook post that pissed me off, or, you know, getting, it's just having that whole thing where you get like inner monologues going on where you're just arguing about with yourself or with a theoretical opponent with a point of view inside your head about a news item that you read, you know, just like, just things that are winding me up more than usual. I mean, don't get me wrong. School is cool, and I'm liking being busy. I'm a little bit under pressure because I've got 2 gigs at the weekend with, pardon me, a band I've never played with before. They're called City Limits. It's another wedding band. It's just a couple of one-off dep jobs, if you like, filling in for somebody who can't do a couple of gigs. It's one of the staff at school who is in the support for learning department, fantastic musician. He can play a sickening amount of instruments really well. He normally plays keyboards or drums or guitar or just basically anything in the band. But one of the band members can't do these gigs at the weekend, so he just asked if I was interested in doing them, and I'm free, so I said yeah. So I've got their set list to be prepared for, which has quite a few songs in it that I've never done before with a band. So they'll be, it's not like, oh, you've got to get everything note perfect and sound perfect and stuff. It's like, I'll do everything that's on the list that I've done before. I will do as I do it with The Limit, my band. But stuff that I've not done, I'll just download the music and pick a sound and busk along with it. So it's not high pressure in that sense. But having just got the iPad Pro and having and being in the process of transferring all of my sheet music onto that, it's kind of, I mean, I suppose it kicks me in the ass to get a big chunk of it done in time for this weekend, but it's fucking busy. And our other guy in the department that's the other newly qualified teacher who's very ill at the moment, I think he's still in hospital, not sure about that, but he's been signed off now until at least the 18th of November. So we're still understaffed until then at least. So, and I don't know, I mean, I suppose it's all business as usual for school other than being slightly understaffed. But, I mean, on the flip side, I am continuing to just take a lot of school stuff in my stride now that, oh, Jesus, sorry. You know when you get like a really sharp pain on the inside of your nostril and it makes you really want to sneeze? Like you've just been stabbed by a nasal hair or something. Yeah, that just happened. So, yeah, feeling a bit tired and a bit sort of end of term stressed, but not in a way that's concerning, just in a way that I need to be aware of. So yeah, end of next week is the October holidays. I was gutted actually. Well, not gutted, but I've been keeping an eye on the last minute holidays, and I apologise if I said this before, but there's a one that came up which I can't go on. I think I have said this before. Parga Town, Greece. It's now come down to seven nights for two, self-catering in a studio with balcony, place with a pool, really nice quiet resort. It's now down to £194 each for the 7 days, but it's fucking Gatwick, so I can't get back in time for school. I can't get connecting flights back in time. So actually that's not a bad thing, because I can't really afford it at the moment, and it does mean that I've got a bit of time at home, just taking some time out, maybe getting into the cinema, see what's on at the theatre, maybe get out for a nice meal, watch some films, play some games, do a bit of work, but keep myself aware of not working all the time. And yeah, that's it really. But in terms of the podcast, I know it's been a while, but this just happens when it happens. I have actually got myself sorted now, if I can remember to record on the right thing, with my software on the one phone. So, yeah, when this one goes up next time, I don't know, it might be a month again, it might be a week. You'll just have to wait and see. But, yeah, we're almost finished with the audition process for Bugsy Malone. All the actual auditions have taken place. We've got videos and stuff, which I haven't really got time to rewatch. And to be honest, I can't even remember some of their names. But Thursday this week will be the creative team meeting to do the final casting. So that'll be out of the way and we can get started on the actual rehearsal process and stuff. I've got to get the band booked, which I'm in the process of doing. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. I don't know. Choir today. Just fucking busy. Oh, it's S4 Parents evening tomorrow. And my granddaughter's around to stay for a couple of days because half of the schools are off with the Unison strikes at the moment. Unfortunately, ours isn't one of them. Although, today is kind of a test case because our janitorial staff are subcontracted, so they're not union, and nor are some of our other support staff. But I think the office staff will mainly be off today, and the catering staff. Oh, and the some of the SFLs, the PSAs. That means support for learning and personal support assistance. So there'll be no classroom help, if you like. So I don't know whether or not some of the kids might be off today because there isn't any extra support for those that need it. So, but basically today is a bit of a test case in that we were told that if today turns out to be disastrous, then we will close Wednesday, Thursday, I think. But I think it'll probably run okay. We shall have to see. But anyway, I'm nearly at school. I'm sure I'll be back to finish off the episode and hopefully get it out to you this weekend before we start on the new month of October. Enjoy the storm, which is on the way. I think it's called Agnes. Hopefully it won't be quite as bad as Arwen was a few years back. But yeah. Hope you survive nicely and speak to you soon. Bye bye. Well, Well, at this point, I've just about lost the plot in terms of having any idea of what I've recorded and when. So I'm making this the final, whatever it is you call when you think you've done everything and then you change it all and stuff, final cut clip of the episode. It's turned out to be the whole of September, basically, because I've had... Well, I won't say I've had fuck all time, but my priorities are slightly different. And if I only have an hour spare before I've got to go to bed, then I will spend it watching Netflix with
my wife
rather than struggling to get a podcast out. So, but I am pretty certain, honest, that from this point forth, I will stand a better chance of getting more regular and shorter episodes out because, I should say, first of all, this is 1st of October. I'm on my way up to Sunday. I'm on my way up to the first full rehearsal post-casting for Bugsy Malone. It's just after 1 o'clock. We started to. I'm going to be teaching some songs. We've had mixed responses to the casting, including one diva mum who seems to think that we've destroyed the hopes and dreams of her child, although she wouldn't admit it, but she is going to, on this occasion, allow her to play the part that we've given her. It's the best part for her, but anyway, basically, to cut a long story short, there was a pretty upsetting message from one of the parents who wasn't happy with the role that we'd given to their child. We have formulated a blanket response that goes out to everybody, basically just explaining that, you know, it's a joint decision from the entire casting team. And we've all got plenty of experience in blah, 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 blah. And that now is the time for people to get used to the cutthroat nature of the business, I suppose. I mean, whether or not they're going into acting as a career, if they're going into acting, they have to learn that, you know, if they don't get a role, it might not be because they're not good enough. It might not be because for any other reason than they don't fit the role, or they don't fit into the cast. Because it's not just a case of who plays the best individual role. It's who pairs up with other roles best. And it's like a jigsaw, you know, but I'm sure it's going to be absolutely brilliant. We're very happy with our casting. But the reason that I think I'm going to be able to get these episodes out a bit better is because ScotRail are now doing all-day off-peak fares. I'm sure I've said this, although I've been saying it to lots of other people as well. Basically, instead of £24.50 return a day from Inch to Elgin, it is now going to cost me £15.65, which is... probably, if you include wear and tear and stuff on the car, probably at most on a par, but if not cheaper than taking the car. So Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Fridays, certainly, I'll be catching the train, which means a couple of hours of downtime, admin time, sleeping time, whatever time, watching things time. Just basically not driving, which will be good because things are going to get fucking mental very soon. This last week of term just about to start. So chances are maybe on a Monday I might think about driving to Huntley in the morning, catching the train up from there and then getting the train back to Huntley because Huntley is where I have my choir rehearsal in the evening. It does mean I don't get home for tea and an episode of something, but that was always a bit tight anyway. I'd literally get about an hour, and sometimes, you know, it's just going to be, I think, easier to just make it a full day or on a Monday. Thursdays I need to drive because I've got Bugsy in the evening, and I want my McDonald's, and I don't want to have to wait until like 10:15 to catch the train, an hour longer after rehearsal. So, yeah, that's all stuff. So it's been an interesting month. I'm ready for my October holidays. We haven't ended up booking anything to go away because money's still not the best, but it's getting there, headed in the right direction. So, and to be honest, a couple of weeks, I'm going down to Northamptonshire on Sunday to see my mum and a couple of the choir that I was on tour with. And that's all for next episode. So, without further ado, you will hopefully get this, I don't know, maybe Tuesday, Wednesday this week, third or fourth. Well, it's nearly my birthday. That's on Friday, last day of term. Got a gig, got a Frankie and Benny's, but I'll talk about all that next time. Sorry for the delay. Sorry for it being an incredibly long episode. And I hope you're having wonderful fun with your lives. Sorry, I'm just slowing down for a 40 mile an hour speed limit thing. And I've started with the Halloween stuff on like theming on my watch face, and I was tempted to buy a pack of Halloween ties for school, but I'm gonna wait in case anyone buys me them for my birthday. But if not, I might invest in those. There's six of them for 25 quid, and they're all pretty good. So I think I might get those. Anyway, tatty bye for now. I may just finish off the episode with the... what do you call it? Thingy Bob. The After Dark tag. Or I might, if I get my act sorted out and using the equipment correctly, I might give you a clip from the rehearsal this afternoon. Who knows? You'll find out right now. Cue the end or the music. Bye!
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.